So you have any questions about that, Julie?
Yeah, you said that being empathetic to humanity is a very powerful position. And I'm definitely a empathetic person, but what ends up happening is I own it. So it weighs me down. So is it the soul song that I'm missing to release that part?
Yeah, that's a huge part as well. Yeah, everything, all these steps is going to be massively supportive. But you also need to understand that when we take other people's energy on, the only way we can do that is when our electromagnetic energy field, our aura, is out of integrity with our own spirit. And so if you have residual, you know, depression, negative emotions, anything that makes you wilt, emotionally speaking, then your electromagnetic energy field will become diminished. Other habits, alcohol, drugs, any past experience of that can damage your electromagnetic energy field, and you become more susceptible to other people's energies. Your own attitude towards other people in the world, if it becomes negative, if it becomes judgmental, if it starts projecting, assuming, getting angry, getting frustrated, critical, all of this stuff, anything other than compassion and acceptance, is detrimental to your electromagnetic energy field. And by coming out of harmony with your own spirit, it shows up in the weakness of your own field. And so you start taking other people's stuff on because you're not shining bright enough to keep it off. You understand? Yeah. So then it's very, very important to clean your electromagnetic energy field so you can have a cold shower. You can scrub yourself with sea salt, any kind of really good salt and salt crystals. Have a cold shower and literally clean your field, Also the magnets, because it's all electromagnetism, So anywhere where there's like negative ions is really good. Let's say in the river, in the ocean, those kinds of things. But you can use technology for it, like magnetic resonance system, for example. Those mats you can just lay on there, and it puts you in your electromagnetic energy field into perfect sync, really fast, because it's just magnetics, So you can use magnets to do it as well if they're natural environments. But mainly, the main thing is building strength from the inside, having that sense of invincibility from the inside. So the negative emotions, especially sadness, it's such a depressing energy. It's a damp energy that puts out our inner fire. And when that inner fire isn't blazing through us and out into our auric field, our electromagnetic energy field, because the emotional body, which is the astral body, surrounds the physical body. So if it's damp and soggy and it's not blazing, then it's susceptible to taking on the heaviness of the world, and like attracts like. So instead of being empathetic, resonance is empowering when you do it right, but it's extremely disempowering when you do it wrong. So if you're going through any city, for example, or sitting on an underground train and people are coming out of work or going to work and they're all depressed because they've got to go into this box, and sit in this office for the next 9 hours and they don't even want to be there yet. So they're all depressed. So if you're sitting on the train with them and you are depressed, you're going to absorb all that stuff as well. It's all going to get mixed up with yours because like attracts like. So you need to be on your inner game, And this is where practice is so important. So the breathing is critical, Like the vigorous breathing is really, really, really important as well. So if you're dealing with any kind of depression, sadness, downward spiraling, damp, depressed kind of energy, shame, guilt, all that stuff, doing vigorous breathing, oxygenating yourself deep, all your cells, getting the inner fire going, pumps it up, You literally get yourself pumped up. You want your mojo on before you go out into the world. So pumping yourself up with breathing, vigorous breathing exercises like Kapalabhati, that kind of stuff. The Wim Hof method is you know, has become very popular these days. It's just, you know, like hyperventilation. It's, you know, very simple stuff, but it's just vigorous breathing. And then moving energy in a dynamic way, for instance, the pillow beating and all the rest of it. And then alternate nostril breathing to, you know, to regulate everything and calm everything down and integrate everything. And you have your attitude right inside of yourself, you know, with the Ho'oponopono and the you know, the compassion. And you've done the soul song to liberate, you know, liberate all this stuff. And you know, you've got some movement going. You can just blaze in this world, and that's what we need to be doing. But we have to be proactive with it, because, you know, most people are depressed. Most people are confused. A lot of people are suppressing and repressing all kinds of negative emotions. People are hanging on to stuff. And the times that we're in right now, you know, it's just, it's all coming up. It's all being revealed, because our civilization is breaking down, especially the Western world. And so the dysfunctionality of it, that, you know, that's reflected back to us from the world around us, these economic structures that are crumbling, these political structures that are crumbling, these empires and countries that are, nations that are crumbling, and these controlling organizations that are crumbling, they're all a reflection of something crumbling inside of us. And it's all the ego's realm. It's the controlling, manipulative, selfish, wounded, dissociated aspect of ourselves, which we call the ego. So we're witnessing in the destruction of the worst aspects of modern civilization, and also the war and all the conflict that's constant and ongoing, is a reflection of the war within ourselves. So we're seeing in the mirror of life what's going on within us. So we need to go as deeply as we possibly can within ourselves and move through these layers to get to this, you know, eternal, boundless, perfect spirit that exists within us all. And the fire is a big part of that, getting that inner fire going. So we need to be blazing with this thing. And that requires practice. And the key word in this part of the practice is faith. You have to be burning with an inner certainty that you are what you are, you know, and you were made like that, and you will be like that forever. And it's got nothing to do with your humanness. It's nothing to do with your personality and your ego. It exists as a spiritual fact, a living truth, and it's an eternal fact and an eternal truth. And you need to be certain of that in order to endure in these times. You have to have that certainty. And that certainty is a burning seed within you. And in Sanskrit, they used to call this thing nischay. Nischay. Just say that word, nischay.
Nischay.
And nischay is the intuitive conviction. It's the essence of faith, the distilled essence of faith. It's way beyond confidence and bravado and, you know, body conscious self-esteem. It's way beyond that. It's and you find it deep within you. And the fascinating thing about life, the spiritual journey, the hero's journey, is it's a downward spiraling movement. You have to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper within yourself into your own darkness, which is the subconscious and the unconscious. And the first things you meet in there are scary. They're scary and they're overwhelming. That's just the way it is. And this is represented in all the mythological stories of the dragons and the monsters and the ogres and all of these phantasmagorical apparitions and the demons that are all waiting there for you to challenge you. You see,
right.
Yeah, and of course people are driven by these things because they're real. They exist within us. You know, anyone that's had anger issues knows you can be totally possessed by anger and rage. And it's the same with sadness. Like some of these, you know, debilitating emotions are more socially acceptable than others. Yeah. Like depression, like where I come from in England, it's socially acceptable to be depressed because everyone's depressed. So there's nothing wrong. It's like, in fact, if you're a happy, vibrant, positive, outgoing, sunshiny, blazing kind of a person like I am, people hate you. Yeah. So you got to deal with a lot of psychic attack in the UK. And if you're a wimpy kind of warrior, if your inner warriors are crushed, if you're too damp on the inside, or you're too pink, you're too nicey, 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 Miss Sweetie Pie, you don't have that motherfucker energy inside of you, the real warrior burning edge to you, the badass isn't there in mixed in with that pink thing. If your warrior's trampled and got, you know, wearing a pink dress and with got a smiley face on, even though it's really angry and you know, is in touch with immense sorrow, then you're going to be in trouble. You're in trouble. So all these practices, especially the gold, pink and blue flame meditations, they're all about bringing that fire hotter and hotter and hotter, and understanding that the golden part of the fire is the faith, and the pink part of the fire is the love, and that's the healing capacity within you, and then the blue is the power, is the warrior's power to define its own energy field, yeah, so the world doesn't you know, overwhelm it. These things don't overwhelm it, and you don't take the energy on board. And if you do, you can just have a cold shower, you know, scrub with some salt, clamp your hands together a few times, blow through your hands, and get your aura reactivated the way you want it to be, yeah. And you can do all this if you're, you know, master of your own thoughts and feelings, and you've done the practice to familiarize yourself with your inner landscape. And that's not a mental thing, like you were saying. It's got nothing to do with it. It's about really understanding how you function inside of yourself, and using the strategies that allow you to, you know, to reactivate these zones of the psyche that are, you know, that have been dormant for a long time, and have these dark, you know, ghosts in there, these residual emotions and thought patterns that, you know, are no longer valid anymore.